We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What are your travel pet peeves? We are going to let you vent today because Delta is trying to ease one big pet peeve passengers may have. And well, if your Easter weekend involves planes, trains, or autos, now's the time to vent so you don't carry that frustration over to Aunt Caroline's for Easter dinner. We're looking for your pet peeves coming up here on The Mix.
Aunt Caroline's always where I vent at her house, at her kitchen table over a bottle of wine.
Happy Easter!
It's Elizabeth and Radar on The Mix with producer Dave. We all have traveling pet peeves. What are they eliminating?
Well, Delta made a change to keep passengers from getting all frustrated. You know what? Let's let late night host Seth Meyers let you know what they're doing here.
Delta Airlines has announced they'll be cutting its seat recline distance in half to avoid disputes between passengers. Oh, we'll find a way, said a passenger holding a baby and a tuna sandwich.
Yeah, right. That's what Delta's saying. A lot of their passenger arguments happen over those reclining seats. Those seats don't really recline that much for comfort, but boy, when you're sitting there and you've got the tray open, maybe you have your laptop up there or a drink or some food, and all of a sudden somebody goes, I'm going to put my seat back. All of a sudden, boom, it comes flying back at you.
Or the woman who was in front of me on a flight to Atlanta that flipped her long blonde hair over the top of her seat, then put her seat back, and it almost, I'm not kidding, her hair almost dipped into my soda. Like, you know the little cups they give you?
Yeah.
And I didn't say anything. I just was like, I guess I'm going to hold my glass now.
There's an account on Instagram. It's called Passenger Shaming. If you ever check it out.
Ooh, I want to see that right
you
now.
You would have snapped a pic of that person and then posted it to their account. And then they would post it and say, oh, yeah, check this out. More passenger shaming. People with their shoes off who make the seat like their bed.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stand that.
And they have like their bare feet everywhere.
Here's my biggest pet peeve, though, if I'm flying, is when somebody opens up like a bag of Funyuns or some oniony sub when they get on the plane. Because everything smells like plane, okay, and then all of a sudden you just get that huge smell of whatever, onion and food right in your face. And it's not appetizing.
Oh my gosh, passenger shaming. There is someone that took their shoes and socks off, and for whatever reason their feet are all bandaged up with Band-Aids, and they're resting their feet up on the little monitor where you could watch like a movie.
And I bet you that person's excuse was like, well, my feet had Band-Aids on them. I needed to air them out so they didn't get all sweaty. It's like, no, you need to take care of yourself better because my pet peeve is people who don't bathe or just don't have any sort of sense of hygiene when you come on a plane.
You got
to
sit
next to someone who smells is the worst thing, especially for a three-hour flight and you're in the middle. Not that I had this occasion or anything, I'm not bitter or anything.
Oh,
like that.
Gross. I can't look at this account.
You got to follow that account.
No, I can't
Passenger shaving on Instagram.
I just saw something that was left in the airplane bathroom sink.
Oh,
that's all I will say.
You're done.
I am
chocolate.
All right. Well, whether it's maybe driving, you can't stand that person who never gets over, the slow person in the left lane wants to get over, and you're trying to hurry up because your Jell-O mold's going to melt in the car. What are your pet peeves?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.